Hello, I'm just going to ask you some questions, so can you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Doris Avis Dunleavy, and I am your mom.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you a question about, like your childhood. So, where did you grow up as a kid?
So I grew up in Nigeria, in West Africa.
Okay, so what was it like?
Like, all right, so let me explain a few things. It was an amazing experience. The country is not what you would think in terms of just bushes and wild animals walking around, which is what everybody thinks it is. It's not. It's actually quite modern. They have modern cities. We lived in an area called Zaria in a Kaduna state. So just like you live in Los Angeles in the state of California, we lived in Zaria in the state of Kaduna. We had a big compound, but it was very dusty. We had four seasons. We had seasons, right? They didn't snow.
Kind of like Los Angeles.
There were no wild animals unless you count cows, herding cows walking around all the time. But there were no wild animals. We raised a lot of chickens and dogs. We needed to have dogs, but again, we had a lot of security, so we lived in a compound. There were no fast food restaurants. There were no movie theaters. There were churches. There were schools. There were hospitals.
Okay. Next question. how would you deceive a perfect day when you were young?
A perfect day. Wow. Yes. A perfect day. I went to school. I would have fun at school, I played with my friends, I was in a lot of plays, and then I would get home, and I would get to play in the backyard. It's a lot more than a yard, it was like a whole...
What do you mean? Like an apartment?
It's not an apartment, it's a compound. We call it a compound, so it's a gated, like...
Explain that.
Backyard without grass, or, you know, so it was just dirt with trees, and I would climb all those trees. Each tree was a different part of my living room.
What do you think your best memory of your childhood was, if you were to choose?
Oh, the parties. We would have parties. We would have village parties. Those were really fun.
Village parties?
Yep, and we would stay up all night playing hide and seek or tag and watching our parents play mahjong.
When did you move out of Africa? How did you get here?
In the 80s. So we left Africa and that amazing life because it was getting very unsafe. So the government had a coup. That's when people take over the government, the militia usually. And it was becoming very unsafe. And my parents worked for the government, and the government said they could no longer protect my parents and the family. And we had to leave. So we got escorted out of the country.
Okay. And that's... Then we're done now
okay,
with
great.
The interview. Bye-bye.
Thank you.